already have it on an email.
We'll just write down your name and just, I guess, an email address for now. We're going to try to make a database for English speakers in Mitzpe Yericho. I know, yeah, I know he has some. I don't think he has everybody.
He doesn't.
I think there's more.
No. I get nudgy when things are too long. I get very nudgy when things are too long.
Especially when it passes one.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like super fast. I don't like super slow. It's just hard for me to do.
There's a women's one I think here tomorrow night. I'll tell your wives.
I'll be at that one too.
I don't know what he did on. I don't know if it was intentional or how intentional. We're getting top notch, the parents are supporting them. And they cover it up very well. You have to open up your side, they cover it. Talk about it, whatever. But once you get to the little guys,
I told you I'm happy to see the class.
A lot of bullying, a lot of shaming.
Stay behind, right?
And then continue.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Skew, I really like.
Exactly right. That's the thing. That's just, you know, that's the thing. And also, what do you feel like you want to be part of the team? That's why, right. That's why it makes sense you can say the other way. And I'm curious to hear more.
So they do have a hit, but
it's hard to find.
I'm used to the outside.
That's why you love it.
Also, like,
the Robinettons all hit the safer one. You should line one. That would be like a series. I think they're going to get some stuff that's like. But I don't have it. I don't remember because usually it's off the series.
And then 12:30 is also music.
And then 12:30 is the club.
So what time does that go? 1:30?
Oh, till like 6. No. I think 1:30. I think like an hour.
It's an hour.
It's like, usually it's like half an hour. So it's like,
you start with the day.
45
minutes. Oh, sorry, okay. Have you ever been to the hotel that started on for Sickles? Oh, have you never been?
No.
Wow. Ravadia used to lead it. They have a microphone. The one Sickles from the entire world of business.
Yeah,
so Kilo Mini, like, you know, started, traditional started. Like, jeans, like, that's just anything. I just don't want to start.
Or if it's already now?
It is powerful. That's powerful. I didn't know about it.
I'm a little jealous of starting like simple stuff, which is understandable. And
In general, when you see this party, you're like, we know who the real Jews are. Especially when it comes to Torah. I can't compare like a non-religious Ashkenazi to a non-religious Sephardi. A non-religious Sephardi has more Muna B'Tochel than some of the... it's unbelievable. I don't know what it is. I keep asking. Both Tikkun Aviv and Tefillin.
I think Rabbi Yehuda said the Chumah about how you should speak Hebrew or Ashkenazi or whatever. And I mean, he says, oh, he's getting Ashkenazi, and they went through such difficult Galayot, Keshot, Mol, Tivoli. Baruch Hashem, that they still remained a little bit Jewish.
As the Sephardi, Azulai, he said that whether he starts off a minion I forgot to ask about basketball.
Basketball? I used to be a basketball in high school, but
You want a hand?
Number one, where the wolves were, and then
we're on the bend, like in the
I think we met you when we came to visit like a year and a half ago. So it's nice to meet you again. For a month already, but I don't think I've seen you. Are we away for a while? You're around. Okay, hopefully we'll get a chance to meet more people.
So, we don't have any kids left in Ghana, so you don't meet a lot of people. And as of this year, we no longer have any kids in school.
Oh, wow.
Our youngest is down in Tzvi
HaMalei
Adumim. Oh, really? Our youngest is 12. She's in Tzvi HaMalei
Adumim. Is she in my daughter's class? My daughter's in 7th grade there.
Does she know
that she's... What's her daughter's name?
Ronnie.
Okay, I don't get a chance to check this. Whatever.
He's temporary for like 6 months until my mind comes back, but it doesn't come back.
He's not here, the old one, or he just
took off? He's here. He just took off after 10 years of...
Wow.
Second one is going to the Army in March. He's living on a farm now, starting up a farm somewhere in Connecticut.
I met your wife in Ghana, actually. My wife is out the door already, so I have to take this to Ghana. I think she introduced herself, because my kid's speaking English at one point at the beginning.
I don't really have any social interactions in the morning.
I always see you walking.
I'm not meeting Daniel or you in the street. Like, hey, let's have a schmooze. It's like, get the gun.
No, but like, you know, like there's a certain interaction that you have. Like, you know, they have like the parent meetings and like this and like there's just like a certain like I don't know.
I guess I'm missing it.
Just the first event when they had all the kids come together, like before they actually started the year.
And they had
like,
the gun parties,
the school parties.
Anyway.
Good. Okay. So what's up? Yeah, they're about 9 years. We rented for a long time there. We loved it there. We just couldn't afford the house. And we're looking for a similar place there. And there weren't any places that we could afford that were somewhere that were not like something that we could just get to. This is one of them. At some point, maybe we came here at the beginning, and you guys will make house control. Where did we live before that? Very nice. We were in Chris for a couple of years way back when.
My table delivery came in the middle of your schmooze.
It's totally fine.
It wasn't personal, I promise.
It's totally fine. And we record everything also, so I'm going to, if you're interested, if you want to hear it, there's
probably online.
Do you mind if I put yours, mine somewhere. Do you mind if you put yours up, or on why you throw it, is okay with you? Okay, wonderful. We looked at it. We definitely
weren't really ready to buy it from yet, and we weren't ready to give you the DVD. So, we didn't do anything then. We wanted to see, well, we didn't know we were going to be here yet. Like, at that time, the special wasn't there. About maybe 2 years ago or so, we came back around, and we were looking for Christmas to buy, and we couldn't find very much. And one of the things that was still maybe affordable and maybe something that could be like. So we knew the mosque was from the port. And we sent out some of the set up with your father, and we were down, and we were down. It was nice, you know. It takes getting used to, but so far it's been really, really nice. Some of the older ones were in America, but you know, we have our own. Oh, yeah, so you didn't go back.
The easiest way to do it.
I hear, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
you can pull it off. I'll tell you what I've been for making it.
Yeah,
easiest ever found. My visit family in Toronto, and I'm just like, I'd like to stay here. I got my job on the house. I'm comfortable. Like, then to make out, yeah, like, wow, that's rough. Hey,
okay, thank you very much. Yeah, Shakar, for coming. We got some. Hopefully, we'll talk more at some point. See you. Okay. Sorry, the thing from the first 45 minutes, but. Excuse me. Hey, you can go. Just try to come back like around 12:30 or so if you can. Are you walking or are you driving?
Where is it?
Is that the Mercosy Shop? Alright, since I don't know where you can park, it could be a little bit full over there, so there's parking nearby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting crowd. I didn't know like half the people there, which I guess is normal. It makes sense. But there was it was a nice crowd. There was like more than 50 people there, probably between 15 and 20, and a range of different like people in different ages. And it's interesting. Yeah. It's very nice though. It's really nice. It's very nice. It feels like a little bit different crowd, yeah, maybe, but it's also like different backgrounds. Excuse me.
Ages.
It is also like when there were like discussions where, I don't know, it's interesting. We were talking about everybody went around and like, said, you know, introduced themselves and said something about themselves. That was Moshe's idea, the nice idea. Some people were like, people that have been here for like 4 years and like, you know, they all had like, how many people more? And some people were like,
they all came because they were
I guess so, yeah. I guess so. Yeah. And then there's a few of us that I didn't know down here and a few people that I didn't realize were in the speakers. It was very nice. We're having this little, you know, little things, and I said whatever, and then my Rothman's way to open up the status, and I didn't know about Stilos, basically, how long to put Stilos. Then sang songs afterwards, as much as I did also. It was very nice, it was very, very positive, very nice. But I feel like I have to work on I didn't actually have a chance to talk to everybody here, and like, I feel like I was going out and I talked to every person there, like, you know, they were all very friendly with each other, but like, if I want to get to know people more, I have to. I talked to certain people like for a little while, but I didn't talk to at all. So, which is fine. I don't remember which one is my heart work myself. But it was really nice, very positive. So, we'll see. Hopefully, it doesn't mean that this will be a, you know, going to share reads when they're on the top. But like, it's a good start for something. And then we'll do things from time to time. You know, everyone want to call English speaking men's club. Whether we should do basketball now or something, okay. It's fine. But certainly, it's not like this. And, you know, people are hugging and, you know, I'm sure we'll do an order from time to time or something else. And probably have to have some sort of cheer. You know, we'll probably do some sort of cheer that would invite only a few people, which is fine also. We need 10, 15 people every week. Whatever it is, we'll figure it out. But yeah, my job is really good. So I'm very happy with it. Okay. I think it's people go more, you know, community, like the community speakers that are doing something and then they want to participate. Yes.
learning Torah there, and learned Shir Yashiv. I learned there for a while, and I came to Israel for 4 years then, in my early years. I came back, started teaching there, taught in Shir Yashiv. Came here 10 years ago, came to Mitzvah 2 years ago.
2 years?
Yeah. And
after many visits.
That's right.
Yeah, 32 So, and I do some business writing for my house. I write business reports for a consultant in America. And I also am trying to start a new career as a life coach. I don't have so much interest in anything. I can't think of anything funny or interesting really offhand. Maybe someone else, maybe Danny.
Harmonica,
yeah. Okay. Next.
With that as an introduction to yourself, you're able to start your shul.
I should start with about the other guys.
What? We'll do that after your shul and do a few more.
Okay. So I want to learn a little, a small swasemis on Parsha. And talk about it a little bit. Just as a small dhamma to the Tzvas Emes, what he seems to be talking about this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael. In all these parshas, he's speaking to Klal Yisrael, getting ready to become into Israel, come to the highest level, the higher level of being a Am. So he's preparing Klal Yisrael to fulfill this tafkid and hopefully succeed in it. So in this parsha, it seems like when I describe what's happening in this parsha is Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the concept of expanded consciousness. That there's contracted consciousness and there's expanded consciousness. Contracted consciousness means that a person is caught up in himself and his self-interest and his comfort and all these kind of things, and he's not seeing things outside of himself so much. It's related to the shmuz we just heard. And expanded consciousness means you're aware of much more than that. People around you, more levels of things beyond yourself. So that's a big thing for us, for Klal Yisrael. And that's what I think this parsha is talking about a lot. But Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to expand us, to teach us, to prepare us to expand our consciousness in various ways, in various levels. Parshas before also. So Tzvas Emes is like this. Atem Netzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. And then it goes into the list of different levels of different types of people, their responsibilities. So he says like this: Hayom b'kol yom, Hayom b'kol yom. Kishmachnisin atzmo la'klal, ki klal tamid nitzavim lefnei Hashem. Ki kol akasu b'torah u'kayim la'ad. So he says like this. He says this refers to every day, all the time. This pasuk, like all the pasukim in the Torah, are forever, and it's teaching us like this: Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. As when you're standing as a group, when you're feeling that you're part of the Klal, so immediately that's called an expanding of consciousness. In other words, as soon as you start stopping yourself as an individual, you think yourself as part of the Klal, so you're l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. That brings you in front of Hashem. When you're in your own world, you're sort of rachok. As soon as you start to think that you're kulchem, like this, so then that's already l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. That's how you darshan the pasuk. Also, tefillah does that. When we get up to daven, so all the tefillah is about the tzarchi harabim, bin yushalayim, and the kibbutz galiyus, and all the things for the klal. So as soon as you enter into the tefillah, so you're also doing that. You're becoming klaliyistic. Ubemedrash mekavon libo letefillah. The medrash here in the beginning of the parsha. So it talks about mikavon libo the tefillah, perish. Levad habakasha lios nene betefillah. Rak lisavos lios omad lefnei Hashem yisbrach betefillah. Person besides wanting to be answered in its tefillah, he should desire to stand lefnei Hashem. Like its tefillah is an opportunity to be omad lefnei Hashem. And by because you're being kolel yourself to Klal Yisrael, you're davening for Klal Yisrael, and by doing that, you're right away like in this closer relationship with Hashem. So this is an introduction to the Kabbalas of Arvas. Lios kol echad ariv al chavero ayadeshia har lehem ki aklal chaviv lefanav yisbarach. So Hashem showed Klal Yisrael that the Klal is very chaviv, and now he's preparing them us to receive the mitzvah of Arvis, which is this the bris that Hashem was making with us, Parshat Nitzavim, in this experience of putting us all together. Tem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. The bris. What's the bris? The bris is the bris of Arvis. That's what Or HaChaim says. That's what other Mepharshim say. That's the Pashtus. That the bris here is the bris of Arvis, meaning that all the Jews are going to be responsible for everyone else's mitzvahs, to see that people are keeping the mitzvahs, to see that they're not doing a ver as much as they can. Everybody has to do that as soon as we enter Eretz Yisrael. That's a new chiyuv, a new mitzvah that's on Klal Yisrael, mitzvah of Arvis.
That's right, in
Arvot Mo'ah. So he finishes off here. Ukamot shechet echad pogim b'klal b'kol shkein skus atzibur messiah l'kol prat. Just like the head of one person affects everybody, affects the klal, all the more so kol shkein, that skus of the tzibur is messiah for every person. So Moshe Rabbeinu here is being mechazik the concept of the tzibur, and he's getting us ready to be mekabel the union of Arvis. And the concept is that when a person sees himself as part of a tzibur, so that brings him into a much higher level of connection to Ribono Shel Olam and Dveikus, and in a higher level. So I heard a story from Rav Tversky. Rav Tversky, the therapist, he was an addiction expert. So he had an addiction clinic. So he tells a story about a guy that was an alcoholic for 20 years and then came to the clinic and became sober. He was there for a long time, sober. And one day, he decided that he just has to drink one more drink. He has to go back and have a drink. So he's on his way down. So he goes out. He's on his way to get a drink. And as he's going, he sees a car stuck on a curb with a flat tire. And he's like a big, strong guy. And he knows how to fix a tire really easily. So he says, you need help? I say, yeah. So he goes, fixes the tire. Puts the jack, checks it up. Puts the tire real fast. And immediately on finishing changing the tire, he turns back and goes back and doesn't get the drink. That's the story.
Goes back and doesn't drink.
Meaning that as soon as he helps someone else, so that's a new level of consciousness that comes in. All of a sudden, a person's healthy. A person doesn't want to do something crazy. And he's like a new person. Because that's how it is. When a person starts to think beyond his own self, so that's called higher level of consciousness. So that's even for non-Jews. That's the health of a non-Jew also is to go beyond one's self-centered world. But for the Jews, this is what it seems like. You hear over here that this is so much of what we are and who we are and what the whole Torah is guiding us to have this concept that of the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And I think that this thing of this concept of Arvis and Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, that's the Hagdama to the proper Kima Mitzvahs. So I have a story for that also. A story is that Rabbi Aryeh Levin came into the Esrog store. There was a bunch of people in the Esrog store in Yerushalayim, and they were all looking at the Esrogs and looking at the Arba Minim, and they had the magnifying glasses, and people were looking hard to find like the nice Esrog and the Hidur and the best one, and it's really hard work. People were stressing out over it, and then they saw Rabbi Aryeh Levin came in. So everybody knew, they recognized him as a famous Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, so they stepped aside. He came in, came to the front, looked around, saw an Esrog, picked it up, said, "How much?" The guy said a price. He said, "Fine." Took out his money, paid the price, and walked out. No magnifying glass, no examinations, no discussions, nothing. Like, very fast. So one of the people there, a young guy, was curious, like, what's the shot in that? Like, how could that be? So he ran after him, and he said, "Rabbi Aryeh, what's going on? Like, the mitzvah of Esrog, pre-Hadar, how come you were so quick with it? Weren't you concerned?" So he said, there's two places in the Torah where it says Hadar. It says Prietz Hadar, and it says Vadarta Pnei Zakin. So what do most people care about? Well, they're concerned about the technicality, the more technical mitzvah. This one, the Prietz Hadar. I have a nice extra. It's nice, very nice. But I have a different approach. My approach is Vadarta Pnei Zakin. I'm very busy with things I do. He was doing chesed the whole time, was a conclosure all the time. So that was his answer. That's what I could do quickly. I'm busy. and you look in the parsha goes on, it says like this. I was thinking that it could be understood like this, the shtickle, the parsha, the hemshik in the parsha. It says, it talks about how Klal Yisrael has to keep the mitzvah and not do avodah zarah, and then it talks about maybe there's one guy or one shevet, you know, one family, one shevet, they're going to go and they're going to say, they've seen all the avodah zarahs, and they're going to go get interested in it. They're going to say, okay, listen, I'm going to do my thing. And nothing will happen. You know, so then the Torah goes on and says, but it's not true. Hashem is going to be really angry about that and get punished, and it's episode. And then the next pasuk says, I was sort of wild, the next pasuk says, and then the people are going to come, they're going to look at Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to be charuf. And it's going to be destroyed. So what happened? And it says they abandoned the avodah of their fathers and they did avodah zarah. So it goes from like one guy or one shevet to the all Klal Yisrael. And what happened to them? What it's describing them? They started doing avodah zarah because they saw it around them among the goyim. So maybe you could say the pshat is that avodah zarah is the way that the person maintains his contracted consciousness. Because avodah zarah is like, it feels like it's an avodah, like it's a fake avodah. It's a fake dvekas. So you think you're expanding yourself. You think you're feeling like expanded. You get the feeling, you know, but it's really invented. It's not real. So it allows a person to stay within his private world and do what he wants, and not go through the, like the Torah is guiding you and always bringing you up to this level of being expanded, and the person is maintaining his contraction through doing avodah zarah. You know, like it says in the lo, what's the lashon of the Chazal? They lo atira la atzma et avodah zarah ella, to do the arayas thing. Well, the only reason why they were doing avodah zarah was because they wanted to do arayas. Like they had this fake idealism in order to really do what they want. You know. So that's the theme of the parsha, that we have to watch out always to keep ourselves in this place of expanded consciousness, which comes from Arvis. And you could say that that was the chet of the Meraglim. The Meraglim, they were coming to Eretz Yisrael. They weren't ready to expand in their consciousness. So the famous word is that they came back and they said, Eretz Ochelos Yoshveha. They saw Eretz Yisrael as impossible to conquer. But Rabbi Nachman says this. He says that the pshat is that in the remes, the subconscious level, or I'm explaining what he said, on the subconscious level, they were afraid of expanding themselves to what it means to be in part of Eretz Yisrael. They were leaders, they had their position. They felt they would become batel, they'd be nothing, by expanding into the world of the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. You know, so they that's what they were afraid of. I saw Rav Fruman says this. Rav Fruman, the former Rosh Yeshiva of Tekoa, very interesting writer. So he writes that, what's the difference between living in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael? He says, in Chutz La'aretz, you're afraid of being assimilated. Like you're threatened from all around, all the forces that are there in Chutz La'aretz. He says, but in Eretz Yisrael, you want to assimilate. You want to assimilate into the Eretz. You want to be consumed by Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Ochel, Eretz Yoshveh, that's what you want. That's what we want here. We want to be consumed by the Klal, by Klal Yisrael, by Eretz Yisrael. And it feels like people are frightened of that. We think we're going to lose our identity. But actually, when you let go of your personal self-preoccupation and you start to go beyond that, so then that's when we get our true identity. In the end of the Parsha, so... Also, just another thing we're from, and a cool thing we're from about marriage. Marriage also has to do with this. He's gone? Yeah. Anyway, just spoke about marriage. So also marriage. Marriage is like also, it's like the very key aspect to Arvis. Like, you know, you're already expanding. You have a wife, and you have children, and you're going out of your private world. He says like this. He says, Arba Trichim Lahodos, Ochim Midvarios, Beis Asurim. You got free from jail. You got free from the embarrassed of jail. The sea. Okay, yeah. And what else? What's the fourth one? Yeah. So he says, all those four are the person that's a bachar. He's in the midbar. He's at sea. He's in jail. He's sick. He doesn't have. He's gone. He's lost until he gets married. Once you're married, then you have to be a modem because you're married. Because now you have expanded. You're beyond your world. Your closed world. You know, your world where you have no one to give to, no one to. To kind of, you know, express yourself as far as the family. Also, just Agav, Reb Nosson says, and that was a nice thing about this also, about marriage and family. Reb Nosson says that he has a question on the mitzvah of Arvus in general. He says, the mitzvah of Arvus is you have to be worried that everyone should keep the Torah, keep the mitzvahs. So for Reb Nosson, he says that, what does that mean? How can I worry about everyone? I don't know who they are, I don't know what they're doing, I don't have control over them. Like, what do you mean, Arvus? So he says, in a certain sense, when you start to make a family, you're talking about a whole world. Because if you look at the exponential effect of making a family, if a person has a number of children and his children have a number of children, and it goes for a few generations, it's thousands before you know it. And all those come back to you. Like your hanhaga is and your hadracha is affecting all those doors. So that's a ikar kiyum of Arvus, is having a family and building a family. So any of the parsha, I don't have how much?
1 minute.
1 minute, I know. Okay, just in the other parsha, it's the Orach Chaim explains it. Last psukim, it talks about Avos Hashem, and he says there. Oh, it says as I gave before you the Chaim and the Mavis, etc. And you should have to love Hashem. I can't do it about that. And do his mitzvahs. And then he talks about Eretz Yisrael. He talks about loving Hashem, doing the mitzvahs, and doing Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. So he says, or Chaim explains, that the Ikar Chaim is when you are doing the mitzvahs and you're doing Hashem's Ratzon. It means you're going out, again, it's the same concept. The whole parsha is about this, about going out of your own limitations. And when you're doing the mitzvahs and you're starting to do Hashem's Ratzon, so then what happens is, you by doing Hashem's Ratzon, you're Davuk Hashem himself. And that's this, that's the ultimate expanded consciousness to be Davuk to the Ribono Shel Olam. And he says, and then he talks about Eretz Yisrael. And he says, and that's what it means when you come into Eretz Yisrael, that it means that the Gemara says, they call a holach arbam to Eretz Yisrael, ben ol mabo. Because he's in this place of Tbekus to the Kalal and to the Kadosh Baruch Hu in that way.